and Matt Porter's with me in the studio now for App of the Week. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design, based in Waldringfield, 13 minutes to 11. Andy, the Woodbridge welder, has been in touch. On TV this morning, they had a potty training pot with a built-in stand for a smart tablet. So what chance have today's kids got? It's getting ridiculous. So a potty with a place for them to put their tablet device.
Well, I think that sounds quite hygienic, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you don't want the child playing with...
Well, what if they splash?
Well, I think it's probably...
You know what kids are like, for heaven's sake, on a potty? It goes everywhere.
Well,
yeah.
It goes everywhere.
Little boy?
Up to the age of about 18.
I wasn't called Tiddles for nothing. Anyway, moving on.
A lot of the time, these things are a solution to a problem that doesn't exist,
yes.
I think.
I think quite possibly too, yes. Andy, thank you very much for highlighting that. So, a potty with a mobile device on there. Just explore this with me for a little bit, because you're in the virtual world, the real world as well, I think. Hopefully you
Sometimes
are, anyway.
I'm not in the real world at all.
Today's kids missing out, do you think, because of all of the technology around? They've got to embrace it and use it, because that's the future, isn't it?
Interesting is that I have quite young children, yes. And we have teenagers, older children as well. And it frustrates me, it's always frustrated me, that what an adventurous life I led when I was growing up, and the things that I did which would make my parents, you know, they wouldn't sleep at night, you know, doing lots of dangerous things. Although I'm still here to tell the tale, but we used to climb up the side of my mate's house and run along on the roof and abseil off it and all sorts of things. Whereas it was terrible. hide behind the chimney when the local policeman was walking down the road.
Okay.
But I think that sitting at home, you know, which is what lots of young people can do now, and they're talking to their friends on these different things, playing World of Warcraft, all of those things. They're all great stuff. I mean, they're stimulating in different ways, but I think the activity side suffers, and the interacting with your mates and doing lots of scary things
and getting some exercise and some fresh air as well.
Yeah, I mean, one of our children plays football all the time, and he's always getting exercise, and, you know, he plays a lot on consoles and stuff like that. He still does get the exercise, but I suppose sometimes these things are maybe tinged with a bit of jealousy as well.
Does he know that you used to climb roofs and hide from the police?
Yeah, I've told them, We used to play bow and arrows with real bows and the real arrows. It's great.
Fantastic. Right, there we are. Remind me not to upset you. Right, app of the week. Time to get your tablet out. Take it out from the potty or wherever it is, and your mobile phone. And this week it's IFTTT.
Yes.
IFTTT. What's IFTTT?
It stands for If This Then That.
Okay.
It's an app which runs on Android and iPhone, which you can set to trigger to do different things based on other things, hence the If This Then That. It can do lots of different things. But for instance, I've had a problem in the last few weeks where one of my customers insists on ringing me whilst I'm sitting in this seat. My phone's buzzed a couple of times. What I can do is I can say when I am in the vicinity of BBC Radio Suffolk, I can switch off my ringer down to silent. Or I can get my phone to automatically send a text message saying, I'm on the radio, please, I'll ring you later. Or I can say, if someone posts something on Facebook about me, I can then have that saved to my mail folder or whatever. There's lots of different things. So if someone posts a picture on Facebook and tags Mark Murphy, for instance, you can set it that it will save that picture into your Dropbox folder.
So you don't miss anything.
So you can, if you get a telephone call, you can get it to add it automatically into your calendar and say,
your phone
I got called.
Your phone is your personal assistant.
It is to a certain extent. It's your phone, but actually the account as well, because you don't necessarily need the phone. There is obviously the interactivity of location based and things like that, but if someone posts something on Facebook, you don't need your phone at that point. It's doing it without having it, but it's set up on a very simple rules basis.
So you've got a PA, really?
It's pretty good, actually. Some really nice ideas there. I went to Hitchin, my old hometown, the other day, and I set it so that when I arrived in Hitchin, it posted on Facebook, I'm home, and it did. So suddenly all these people were putting these likes, you know, that I'd arrived in Hitchin.
Matt Porter, you have too much time on your hands.
Well, I was on the train, so I had very little else to do. But it was great. There's lots of things you can do which are marvellous. So if this, then that.
Okay. Or just IFTTT?
IFTTT.com, yes.
Okay, IFTTT.com for more details. It sounds as if you can have a bit of fun with that.
They have pre-made recipes on there, which they call recipes, which you can take and use for your own self, okay. And you can share your own. They're called recipes, and it is quite good. Yep. You can get it so that it will automatically connect to different Wi-Fi hotspots when you're in a particular area and all of those sort of things. It's good.
Fantastic. So it takes away a lot of the effort.
Well,
once you programmed it,
I suppose it does. Yeah. Aggravation it removes. Yeah.
Don't go away because I'm going to talk to you about something else in a moment or two. It's 8 to 11.
Keeping the county moving.
Travel news from BBC Radio Suffolk.
And David's here with all the latest.
Compion Way in Bury St Edmunds is busy from the A134 roundabout to the A14 junction 43. The parkway in Bury St Edmunds is congested at out Westgate. Rougham Road isn't flowing too badly at the A14 right now. Still roadworks to watch out for at Rushford Bridge at the junction for the A1066. That's closed due to bridge maintenance works. Diversions are in place via Euston Village, the A1088 and the A1066. On the trains, no delays or problems there to report. And that's the latest. BBC Radio Suffolk Travel.
If it's safe to call, keep us updated.
01473 212121.
Can I give you an app before you go? It's in the papers today. It's in the Times. And it's borrowmydoggy.com. Borrowmydoggy.com. Apparently, it brings together dog owners with too little time to exercise their pooch and dog lovers who can't commit to owning a pet full time. The site is attracting 10,000 subscribers a month. Why didn't we think of this one?
Because we're responsible pet owners. Well,
the Times calls it a burgeoning success story founded on our increasingly busy lives. In its editorial, the paper wonders if the site might spawn variants. Borrowmyhusband.com, perhaps. But it also warns that borrowers can be fickle. Admirers can stack up by the thousand when a decent-looking pooch appears online. Sound thrilled when a first approach is made. Insist the first walk went well and then never click again. So borrowmydoggy.com. There we are, borrowmydoggy.com. So if you haven't got time to take your dog out, it will match you up with someone who has, and then it's a perfect fit.
I guess so. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Being a pet owner myself, when we bought our dog, it was kind of, we realised it was a dog is for life.
Yes.
And that we had
not
certain,
just an app.
We had responsibilities to that dog. There are times when we go on holiday, perhaps, and it's difficult to find someone to pet sit and things like that. But I guess, if we have a very busy time at home now, and sometimes we don't get as much time as we can to take our dog for a walk, so perhaps it would be
because the neighbours
nice
might
idea.
Want to do it, or somebody else, those kinds
I doubt
of things,
it. I don't think our neighbours would.
Okay. Borrowmydoggy.com. Borrowmydoggy.com. Is definitely worth a little look. Steve, who works here, Steve Blower, for years, he's a huge dog lover and lives on his own, so can't have a dog. But used to go, I don't know if he still does, used to go walking with the Blue Cross dogs at Felixstowe as a volunteer.
That's a lovely idea,
so there are plenty of ways that you can go and do that.
Those dogs really do need that kind of interaction and everything. Yeah. So
good. So a couple for you this week. Borrowmydoggy.com and IFTTT. That was Matt Porter of Matt Porter Web Design. Thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you very much.
It is competition time. Your chance to get your hands on a Mark Murphy Ugly Mug today. Our lyrics this week come from members of the Felixstowe Society. We have a pair of tickets to see Rhyme at the New Woolsey Theatre in Ipswich. It's the Square Peg Contemporary Circus. It's a new circus show combining thrilling acrobatics with theatre and dance. Suitable for all the family, this circus uses group acrobatics, flips and tricks to tell a beautiful story. It's on at the New Woolsey in Ipswich the 16th and 17th of May, 01473 295900 to get your tickets, or you can win some today. So a pair of tickets to go and see Rhyme and a Mark Murphy Ugly Mug. So our lyrics from the Felixstowe Society. They read out the lyric to a well-known song. When you recognise it, call me on 01473 212121. Isaac's in the hub taking your calls today. So have a listen. What's the song today then?
I'm Bev from the Felixstowe Society. The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side.
Matt Porter puts his head in his hands. 01437 312121. Don't reach for the smartphone, which is exactly what you were doing then, wasn't it? It was just going over there. Just, no, you've got to work it out yourself. Here we go.
The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side.
So, if you recognise that, 01437 312121 is the number to call. Good luck.
The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side.
It's your chance to get into that random number generator today. I think this is quite a tough one, although it is an incredibly well-known song. I think it's a tough one. So, what is it?
The arms I long for will open wide, and you'll be proud to have me right by your side.
Good luck. You've got until 11:30 to work it out.